Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.
Míle fáilte a chairde to Know Your Constituency. This is a podcast map of the general election, taking you through all 43 constituencies. If it's the first one you've listened to, you're very welcome. We'll be bringing you the information you need to know, the seats, the seat holders, the boundaries, and the information you want to know as well. The infighting and the rivalries and the turf wars and all that goes with an election is Misha Cormac O'Hara. I'm joined once again in this podcast studio by RTE Radio's Barry Lenehan. He's here for all 43 episodes. And also with us from Cork is Teresa Reedy, political scientist at UCC, University College Cork. You're both very welcome back to the pod. This is sort of the other half of a previous episode, because we've a five-seater splitting into two three-seaters, if you follow me, folks. Tipperary is becoming Tip North and Tip South. And we'll get into it now in a second. Which one of you is going to belt out Sleeve Na Mon, though?
Yes, belt on Louise Morrissey there, Cormac. Get us through the next few minutes.
Okay, look, we'll give that a miss for a second, right? But Tip South, Barry, you'll give us the essentials here, the seats and, as much as we know, the seat holders.
Yes, so 1 5-seat constituency becoming 2 3-seat constituencies now, as you say, Cormac, in Tip North and Tip South. 3 incumbents are pitching their flags up in Tip North riding. So 2 incumbents left here down in Tip South riding, as it was once called, they being Matty McGrath, the independent, and Martin Brown of Sinn Féin, with 1 seat completely wide open.
Okay, Teresa, a big change. Obviously, as we mentioned in the other half of this, the boundary review in 2023 made some changes. Give us your perspective on Tip South.
So Tip South is effectively carved out of the old 5-seater constituency. But this is not an entirely new configuration. Tipperary has been divided in the past. In fact, the 2011 election took place under very similar boundaries of Tipperary North and Tipperary South. So it is the southern half of the old 5-seater Tipperary constituency. It has a population of just under 90,000 people. The main urban centres be reasonably well known to people: Clonmel, Carrigonshore, Tipperary Town. But there's also a large hinterland, a rural hinterland in this constituency. We've said before, in relation to Tipperary in general, agriculture is very important. Here in Tipperary South, horse breeding, Coolmore Stud is based in Feathered. But I have to mention that Clonmel in particular is a manufacturing centre. There's a huge life sciences and bio hub there, with some of the biggest companies in the world located: Boston Scientific, Merck Sharp and Dohme, Pinewood Laboratories, and of course, probably can't but mention Tipperary's most famous export, Bulmer's Cider, which is one of the better known local products. So it's a typical mixed constituency in terms of reasonable sized urban centres and a fairly dispersed rural hinterland. And with that in mind, we'd expect all the usual issues to be on the doorsteps: health, housing, the cost of living. Immigration has been an issue in Tipperary, so we'd expect that as well. And then, more specific to the constituency, Tipperary is served by the University Hospital in Limerick. And so there's been a long discussion about the loss of services in Nina, and I imagine that will be an important issue as well.
Okay. And even on the cultural differences, as we say, that they are North and South Tip culturally different. I think they're happy to be in amongst their own at this election. But I was talking to a famous daughter of South Tip there recently, and she told me that as a child of South Riding, I was an adult before I went further north than Thurles. Yeah. So that shows you how well ensconced they are in South Tip, and perhaps happy to elect their own 3 TDs once again.
Okay, go back to the health and hospital access issue as well. It's been raised now as an issue as to whether a second emergency department should be opened in the area. So that will certainly, as you mentioned, Teresa, will be mentioned on the doorsteps. Barry, let's get into the runners and riders here in Tipperary South, but let's give our health warning as usual. All of this is at the time of recording. Nominations haven't closed as we're speaking, so more names could still appear on the ticket, and you'll be reappearing, as always, on this podcast with some significant news if it happens once things are finalised. But having said all of that, Cathaoirs, who are the runners and riders in Tipperary South?
So as we know, five incumbents standing their ground across the two constituencies and six seats up for grabs. So one seat is spare, and so it would appear a slam dunk for Fine Gael to regain their seat here in the Premier County, a seat they lost after an ill-fated three-candidate strategy in 2016 when Minister of State Tom Hayes and Noel Coonan lost their seats, and they were unable to reclaim it back the last time, not coming as close even as expected. But this time it would appear Fine Gael on track to have a presence in the Oireachtas for Tipperary again, with Councillor Michael Murphy, a long-standing councillor, first elected to South Tip County Council in 2009. He's been there ever since. He ran in the 2011 general election at Tip South, polling 5,400 votes, and he cleaned out Clonmel in the most recent local elections as well, taking 2,746 first preferences, almost one in three of the votes cast. It is worth pointing out that he did beat Senator Garrett Ahern at the selection convention here, and speaking to one person, Garrett Ahern was proffered by Fine Gael headquarters, by the National Fine Gael executive, perhaps as the more likely candidate, the better candidate maybe to get a seat. But speaking to one person who actually cast a vote for Michael Murphy at the selection convention, they said they wanted to give headquarters a bloody nose. But anyway, Michael Murphy would appear very much on track to regain that seat for Fine Gael in Tipperary.
What are you going to be looking out for here, Teresa?
Well, here actually what I would be saying is Tipperary South is something of a mirror of Tipperary North, but here it's Fianna Fáil that have the challenge because of the independent candidates in the field. And so Fianna Fáil are running Councillor Imelda Goldsborough. She was selected at the convention in September, but she faces an immense challenge because Matty McGrath is one of the better known independents across the country. He's formerly of Fianna Fáil, and he absorbs quite a bit of the Fianna Fáil vote in this part of the country. So Goldsborough will be in the hunt for a Fianna Fáil seat, but it's a difficult ask because Matty McGrath is a fairly significant household name. His vote was back a little bit in 2020, but it was still around 10,000, and it has to be said that he's almost certain to take a seat in this constituency.
And even in the referendum, the double no vote back in March in his home area around Sheena Rinca, there was a 93% no after Matty McGrath had strongly advocated for a no vote. So that shows you the pulling power he has around his base and near Care and so on as
but
well.
Isn't it very interesting what Michael Lowry has done to Fine Gael as an independent in the north of the county? Matty McGrath has done to Fianna Fáil as an independent as well.
Fianna Fáil perhaps, while unlikely, would still have more of a squeak here in Tip South than Fine Gael would have in Tip North. And the figures, looking at the new constituency, they'd have 0.61 of a quota going on the last election, and looking at tallies and so on in this new constituency. So Imelda Goldsborough isn't without hope. Her fate will perhaps be tied up with the Labour Party candidate, Councillor Michael Chicken Brennan from Killinall. His uncle Ned was a long-standing councillor here between 87 and 99. Brennan is from Killinall and Imelda Goldsborough is from Ballingarry. So whoever could come out on top in that local battle, perhaps one of those might be in the final hunt or in the final mix-up. That's one of several battles for the final seat here. One party veteran here, one political observer with many a long year's experience, says this is the most difficult election in Tip South he has ever seen. So it'll be interesting to see the shake-up for that final seat.
Before you pipe in, Teresa, and I know you have another nugget of information for us, but why Chicken Brennan, Barry?
Yes, they have a poultry business. His cousin is Foxy Chicken, of course, the famous hurler Bubbles O'Dwyer from around Killinall as well. So nicknames there very much to the fore in that part of the world. And Councillor Brennan, currently an events and hospitality manager who helps run the Clonacody House near Feathered in Tipperary, but going back to a family history in the poultry business. Labour think he has a squeak of a seat now, so perhaps the chickens may come home to roost for Ivana Batchelor.
Follow that chicken, Reedy.
Well, I'm going to take you into the contest between for the left seat in this constituency, and here you have two incumbents and three seats, so effectively there's a gain of one seat, but there's also a question mark over Martin Brown's seat from Sinn Féin. He was an immense vote getter, like so many of his party in 2020, getting 10,000 votes, but that was on the back of that huge Sinn Féin surge. He's been a much more low-key TD. And there is definitely a question about the security of his seat, especially now that Sinn Féin is really experiencing troubles going into this election. Okay. And then we add in the fact that there is competition on his left flank from Seamus Healy, who may also be known to people because he has previously held a seat in Tipperary, and in his, he's based here in the south for the Workers and Unemployed Action Group. So he's a former TD. He's coming on the left flank, and potentially there'll be quite a contest there for votes. And it'd be very difficult to call in that particular conflict.
Healy took around 7% of the vote in 2020, and Martin Brown cleaned out boxes that would have used to have gone to Healy in years before that. So it'd be interesting to see the dynamic there. The other dynamic is that Martin Brown may have competition within his own family. It's thought locally that his nephew, independent councillor Liam Brown, might also throw his hat into the ring. He had the town of Cashel behind him when public backlash stopped the arrival of 74 international protection applicants at a holiday hostel in the town in November of 2023. So he also could be in the mix. We did have protests as well around the arrival or the earmarking for international protection applicants at Dundrum House too. So Brown also within his own family. So you have that left wing battle perhaps between Healy, Brown, and then the other Brown, the inter-Brown rivalry as well. You have the battle in Killinall and Ballingarry between Goldsborough and Brennan, and the person that's hoping that they all eat each other and he can come up through the middle is John O'Henney, the independent councillor based out in West Tipperary. There is a push for West Tip to have representation in the Dáil for the first time in a long time. O'Henney, he's from Latin Tipperary Town, would be the base for him. Tipperary Town often feeling that it has been left behind in any economic recovery, and he has scooped a huge vote at the local elections in his first election as a 34-year-old. So he is one not to be discounted. He is from the Fine Gael gene pool, so he might also potentially harm Michael Murphy, but he too is in that mix for that final seat.
Really briefly, is it too difficult in this one to make an early call even, Teresa?
Well, I mean, I think Matty McGrath will be elected. Fine Gael should take a seat, and this is an important gain for them. But in the last seat, I think it will be a very interesting count, and that is about as far as I would go.
Okay. Yeah, but Sinn Féin at the moment around 17% in Munster in the most recent poll. We'll have to see the impact of their recent travails on that. But Brown does have to contend with Healy. A lot of the candidates clumped around Clonmel and Kerr. So perhaps if you were putting money on it, you would favour maybe somebody to emerge from the battles outside those populations' bases to perhaps nab the final seat. But as the party grandee told me, as I said earlier on, the party political veteran around South Tipperary, this is one of the most open contests in this part of the world in many, many a long year.
Okay, you wouldn't be putting money on it in this constituency. You'd be putting a chicken dinner on it, surely.
Yeah, well, it's the home of horse racing as well, Coolmore and so on.
Look,
so
all of this,
we'll have to see.
All of this with the caveat that the campaign hasn't even got up and running. The election date hasn't been announced as of yet, as we're talking. But Barry Lenehan, thank you very much indeed. Teresa Reedy, Míle Buíochas, lads. Barry, you'll be back with us for an update after nominations close, of course. Our thanks to Cormac Burke for all his research. Kieran Cullen on sound, our producer Alistair McConnell. And remember to tune in to RTE Radio 1 on Results Weekend and across RTE Television and all of our digital platforms for full, comprehensive coverage of all 43 constituencies.
Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.